Ray Foley.
Reminds of Tomás.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon on Today FM.
Ireland, good day. I'm Ray. There's Earl Ormond.
Hello.
Are we good? Are we all good? For good shape? Good form?
Yeah.
See the story about Lego, that their profits have boosted because people are buying more expensive sets. Lego sets. The Lego sets of your youth. The Lego sets. You remember what are your... Or did you have a memorable Lego set? Now, Lego sets. Not set. Lego sex. Set. I'd say Lego sex would be pretty painful. Well, if, you can imagine, like, just the... Like the bricks getting stuck in the fat of me back. Do you know what I mean?
I don't really want to imagine that, I'll be honest.
Do you know what? I'd be picking out those small cubes for weeks afterwards.
Oh, Ray.
They'd be, guys, they'd be fully embedded. You'd need a teaspoon to shuck them out. Lego sets, not Lego sex. 0874 100 102. Millennium Falcon, I suppose, is always a big one. This is a very popular one. Or the AT-AT Walker from the Star Wars as well,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, a lot of Lego ones.
Yeah, they're good Lego sets. Again, not Lego sex, because again... Young ears listening. What have I got for you? What do you call it when you can't sleep at night and you just eat instead? What do you call it when you can't sleep at night and you just eat instead? I got this. Someone sent it to me last night on Instagram. Have a listen.
I just found out there's an actual clinical name for what you call it when you can't sleep at night and you just eat instead. Mm. It's called insomnomnomnomnomnia.
I like it.
It's called insomnomnomnomnomnia.
Soft launch day 207. Let's do this thing.
Today FM's cash machine.
Then some nom 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 near.
It is 2:00. No, it's 2:08 today. I always get the days wrong.
Then some nom 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 near.
I'm just not sleeping. Not sleeping well. I'm eating great, but I'm just not sleeping well.
Then some nom 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 near.
All right, here we go. 31,086. Kid Crow.
I'll be waiting.
I'll be waiting. I tell you what, love. You'll be waiting. You will be waiting. Wait on. I'll be waiting from King to Crow. Kaiser Chiefs and Ruby before that. Very good afternoon to you. Welcome to Tuesday. God help us. Ray Foley in the hot seat. JP's off there, Zorla.
Hi.
Most of the team is here. The team's the gang's all here. Zama, 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 zama. Oh. Where's me beast from the east? I tell you, my kids were up the... At some stage, I think it was on Saturday or Sunday, my kids heard a news report on the radio and they heard Beast from the East and they were like, great. The school will be shut down. They'll be snowed in. There'll be a snow drift. There'll be an avalanche will strike the school and there'll be a snow day. We won't have to go to school. Everyone will be off. It'll be brilliant. We'll be building snowmen. We'll be throwing snowballs at one another. Tuesday. The Beast from the East is going to arrive on Tuesday and we're all going to be snowed in. It's going to be amazing. Big snow day for the whole country. And I swear to God, my kids must have been up at like 5:30 this morning, opening the curtains. And do you remember from when there would be a snow day, that moment of opening the curtains, and it's so bright.
Yeah.
Like the light coming in off the sky and the snow at the same time. It's like they're shining headlights into the bedroom as you open up the windows. So my kids were like, oh, it's gonna be like there's You open up the blinds. There's going to be a choir of angels, like a
snowy angels.
Matthew, Andrew, open the curtains there. Snow everywhere. Let's build snowmen. I'm going tobogganing, Papa. Don't call me Papa. Just on very romantic, almost picturesque, and straight out of a movie segments in our life. There's not many of those, in fairness. Open the curtains. It was a complete dud. There was nothing. In fact, there was a little bit of sunshine, a little bit of frost, but nothing else.
When I was getting ready to leave the house this morning, I was expecting to have to get the warm water, de-icing.
Oh, yeah.
We have nothing.
We're going to be frozen over, yeah? Yeah, the same thing. Slipping and sliding. The kind of, if I hit the brakes now and I keep sliding, I'm going to hit the car in front of me. Sick of this. I'm sick of these Met Aarons and your Carlo. Alan O'Reilly and Carlo Weather.
That's man.
I tell you what. Right, take this down. Take this for me.
Okay.
Write this down for Carlo Weather. Dear Mr. Weather. Dear Alan. Brackets Mr. Carlo. Brackets Mr. Weather. If indeed that is your real name. New line. Thank you. I'm writing infuriated, incensed, and outraged at your suggestion that we may have snow. New line. We may have snow in the land of Ireland today. Actually, in fairness to Alan, Carlo Weather, O'Reilly, he has been the one, the voice of reason over the last number of weeks to go, we might, don't get your hopes up, we might. Which, of course, don't ever tell an Irish person not to get our hopes up. Because we were like, we already had the day off and we're building snowmen's. All right, let's do a roll call. 0874 100 102 after Blondie. Maria at Today FM. Blondie and Maria, this is Today FM. Play the music you love. A very good afternoon. Let's do a roll call. Who's in, who's out, who's about? 0874 100 102. I'm Muncho Ray. Orla Ormond.
Ancho.
JP.
Is it... Oslo
her. Is it... I was going to say, is it... I'm trying to remember. Is it down to the other kids to point out that JP's Oslo her? Isn't that how it worked?
I think like it's the awkward silence and then Oslo her.
So the
Unless
Muncho...
You're like, the best friend, and you know your friend is Oslo.
All right, so the person
then you
sits.
Can jump in.
So you're JP's best pal, and yes. You're supposed to say, "Oh, she Oslo, I mean, sure."
Exactly.
Lick
yeah.
ours.
Yeah.
0874 100 102. Ray, Eddie on show. I heard you say just text win for the cash machine. So you're, say, texting win. There's a tenner in it for you. Sorry, what? Wasn't increasing my chances. Hang on. Hi, Ray. Eddie on show. I heard you say text win for the cash machine. Yeah, just text the word win to the cash machine number. So you're saying texting win, there's a tenner in it for you, Barry. Wasn't increasing my chances. All right, no, it's just the way... No, you're wasting your time. But if it does start with win, I believe it still works. So you can say win, I've no hope in hell of winning this. Or win, I could really do with a holiday. Or win, where the hell's the snow? As long as it starts with win, you get into win. Win to the... Not to our regular text number, but to the cash machine text number. Hi, Rain Gang. Sadly, I can't make it in. Snowed in, and I have to listen online. If I dig the snow away, I'll be in tomorrow from Stephen in Glasnevin. Stephen, there's no snow in Glasnevin. We're in Dublin too. There's no snow. This is the problem, Stephen. And Philly's over there. Philip? He's on voice now, sorry.
John Raymond.
Hello.
Waiting for this cold snap to hit now and hopefully get to build an old snowman.
Do you want to build a snowman?
Love the show.
Hey, cheers for them. Come on, so. Orla, I'm going to sit outside your bedroom, okay?
Elsa?
You're Elsa.
Do you want to build...
No, I didn't mean it in a creepy way. Orla.
Elsa?
Orla?
Do you want to build a snowman?
Go away, Ray.
Come on, let's go and play. I never see you anymore.
Sorry,
out the door, it's like you've gone away.
We used to be best buddies, but now we're not.
I wish you would tell me why. Do you want to build a snowman? It doesn't have to be a snowman.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Oh, that okay bye breaks my heart every time.
That's so exciting.
The okay bye breaks my heart. And the fact there was no bloody snow today also breaks my heart. Jason Derulio's at Today FM. Skirt on your body. Jason Derulo's and Take You Dancing. This is Today FM playing the music you love. A very good afternoon. Ray Foley in for a Tuesday afternoon. Bless yourself. God help us. People run the marathons. Who's texting in with the marathons? Oh, by the way, as well, people texting in saying, actually, there's snow here. I'd love to hear from you. We used to do a feature years ago on snow days called Snow Patrol.
Oh, I get it.
And it would be mostly people that live in the highlands. So people like, if you're on like the foothills of a mountain or something. I know North Cork gets a lot of it. It's like Mitchellstown, am I right there? The Mitchellstown direction certainly gets a lot of snow. Even when the rest of the country isn't like... You know, it could be Baltic. It could be getting a sunburn in the rest of the country. 0874 100 102. We've got people doing marathons. Who's this? Whose voice is this?
David. He's in Tipperary, where it is a gorgeous day. But he wants to give a shout out to his friend James, who's in Japan and completed his fastest marathon last Sunday.
Do you know what? My fastest marathon This doesn't exist.
Oh, I'm still working on mine.
It's ringing. It's ringing. Who is this I'm ringing now, David or James?
David, yeah. James is in Japan.
So that's David that was in Japan.
James is in
Japan.
Hello, David.
How are you?
Ray Foley to the FM, how are you?
Not too bad.
Turn me down, I'm hearing echoes. I'm hearing my voice, and it is the most annoying voice in Irish radio, in fairness. Where are you? Is you in Tipperary?
I'm Feathers, yeah, Feathers.
Okay, and this photograph then is of your pal, is it, in Japan?
He is, yeah. He went out there last week there to the marathon there. It's his 10th one now.
10th?
Yeah.
Is he well?
Ah, sure. He is a bit of a soul, yeah.
You're sympathetic for him.
Yeah, we are.
Do you feel bad for him?
No. He's a good lad now.
He's all right, yeah. But 10 marathons, there has to be something wrong with you. Come here. What's different about a Japanese marathon as opposed to, like, I don't know, running a marathon even in Tipperary?
I don't know. He kind of got in his head there that he was going to do all the major ones in the Northern Hemisphere. So
right.
So this is his last one now.
That's incredible. So he's, where else has he been?
Sure, he's done the New York, Boston, he's done London, Berlin, and then he was in Everest as well.
Everest? Running up Everest?
He went to base camp. There's a marathon there as well.
That's taking the mickey.
Yeah.
See, the thing is, I'd love to go to all these places, but I don't want to run when I get there. Do you know that kind of a way? So he did the marathon. I'm looking at the photograph here. He's got the medal around his neck, so, and he looks like he's in good shape. He looks like a man still.
He is.
Full of the joys of life, even after running a marathon. The only issue is the person he's photographed next to in the flowery shirt. Who did he meet in the bar?
One of your colleagues.
Matt Cooper in the pub in Japan. But you know what? You can't go anywhere without bumping into Matt Cooper. I swear to God. It's ridiculous. He'll ruin your holiday wherever you go. So he met Matt, got a photo with him?
Yeah, he sent that on there last night to us, so...
Did he give any home truths about what Matt was really like in person? Like, he's smiling there.
He literally just sent on the photo there.
That's it. Because you don't want to know what Matt's like in real life. Oh, let me, the horror stories I can tell you. I don't suppose Matt ran the marathon, did he?
I think his wife ran, did he?
That's right. Matt was there. Any excuse for a holiday, but Matt ain't running. He's just cheering her on. Listen, man, thanks so much for the photograph. And is it, James that ran it?
James.
And when is he home?
He's actually traveling now for a few weeks, so he'll be. I think this St. Patrick's Day is home.
All right, okay, so back in a couple of weeks. Himself and Matt have gone on the road together. They've run away. They've eloped. thanks for coming. Have a good day.
No matter.
Cheers, brother. All the best. Bye. Much love. Bye. Right, see you on today, FM. Bruno Mars next.
Last word with Matt
Cooper. You never leave your mother alone.
Break my heart.
Would you leave your mother alone? Dua Lipa, Break My Heart, Today FM. Playing the music you love. A very good afternoon, Ray Foley, in and on. Happy Tuesday, friends. Yeah, the minute you say there's no snow, then people start sending the photographs of snow. I should have known better. It's always the way. Here's the thing, though. If you live in Sweden, right, there's always snow. Don't be texting in going, will we have the snow in Sweden? It's like,
that's
no.
That's not a Swedish
accent. It's a hurdy-gurdy.
You went very Dutch with that accent.
I'm a Dutch person living... This person that texted in is a Dutch person living in Sweden. And he's fuming.
Thank you for the clarification.
He's got his clogs on. With a bunch of tulips under his arm. And he's like, well, this snow in Sweden is pretty serious, Mr. Foley. And I'm like, no, I'm referring specifically to Ireland. This was this morning in Clonaslee in County Leash. -2 degrees. It's like summer now, though, from Brenda. Love the show. Hey, cheers, Brenda. Looks gorgeous, actually. That was first thing this morning. Looks absolutely beautiful. Kind of, you got the front garden of the front field covered, peppered in frost and a little bit of ice and snow. Wolf Hill and Leash. Seems Leash got it then. Wolf Hill and Leash this morning. Icy and Christmassy from Mal. It's a bit late for Christmassy, though, isn't it? Nearly Paddy's Day this stage. And similarly, when you mention there's no snow and people start texting in, there's loads of snow. The minute you mention marathon, people start texting in. How can you tell someone did a marathon? They'll tell you. This is Niall sent a photograph in. This is lovely, actually. It's Niall. He says he crossed the finish line and carried his 9-month-old over the Dublin Marathon. finish line. A great day. Highly recommend running a marathon. Well, would you? Do you know what? The Japanese marathon I can get involved in, provided there's a trip to Japan, yeah. Sake, karaoke, my little kitten, or little kitty. What's the little kitten?
Hello Kitty.
Hello Kitty. My little kitten. And that's it. Noodles. That's the extent of my marathon experience. I ain't running. I'm not going to run unless I get an electric scooter. It's ringing.
Hello.
Hello, Niall.
How's it going?
Ray Foley, it's the FM. How are you, Levine?
I'm great. And yourself?
How are the glutes?
Yeah, glutes are good, yeah, always.
When was the Dublin Marathon?
Last October.
All right, so you're well over now at this stage then, eh?
Yeah, well and truly. Getting ready for the next one.
Have you done this travelling around and gone to foreign marathons?
The furthest one was Cork.
Cork? Oh, wow, you've really travelled far and wide.
Absolutely.
Far flung. Would you consider like Japan or New York? Or
I'd love to do Rome.
Rome, yeah, that'd be lovely. You get good weather for that as well, I imagine, would you?
Yeah, it's normally at this weekend, so yeah, it's normally good.
Fairly manageable. Yeah. She might as well hop on the Ryanair and go over and do it next week then, yeah?
If you give me the tickets, I will, absolutely.
Sorry, I'm just patting down. Oh, sorry, nothing in the wallet. But quit for the cash machine, you got another 16 minutes. So this photograph then is of your baba when he or she was 9 months old.
That's right, yeah. So my wife came up to obviously watch the marathon.
Right.
And I picked, my baby's name is Joe. I picked Joe up at mile 25.
Right.
So we ran from mile 25 over the last 1.2 miles.
That's cool. Because we were just arguing, we were like, there's no way he carried the baby for the whole thing. There's no way he did. I wouldn't even be able to carry myself and I'd run myself and a baby.
the amount of people that asked me, what did I actually...
Hello? Niall, you're back. You're breaking up on me. Yeah, the amount of people asking whether you carried the baby over the finish line or not. But you see, the thing is, you got the photograph, so that's all that matters.
Yeah, no. That's the official photograph of the finish line.
Looks fantastic. Listen, congratulations, and good luck on the next one. So where's the next? Are you going to do Cork? Are you going to Dublin again, or what are you going to do?
I'm signed up for Dublin for 2023.
Right, that's a way off yet.
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
We'll start the training in June.
I tell you what, that child's going to be a lot heavier by the time October rolls around.
You're running alongside me, not
landing. Listen, man, thanks for taking the call. All the best.
Thank you, Ray.
Much love.
Ray.
Yeah.
Love the show.
Hey, cheers, bro.
Ray Foley.
Hello. Much love. Yeah, there's 15 minutes left, 14 minutes left now to get in on the cash machine. We'll be doing that in the next hour. I'll play Years and Years for you next. Stick around. Run DMC, Jason Evans is like that on Today FM. And the music you love. Amazing music video as well. I showed it to my kid the other night, actually. Andrew, my youngest, wants to watch a music video every night. It's just an excuse to stay up. He wants to watch a music video. Just before bedtime. And I showed him It's Like That the other night. And he absolutely loved it. We're talking about marathons as well. Sean says he's a big fan. 0874 100 102. Sean?
Yeah, Fowley.
Hey, Seanie.
Sean here, Tala.
Hey, love.
We had about 10 marathons.
10 marathons. That's absolutely incredible. I mean, that's, once again, texting in and showing off on the radio. 10 marathons.
And then he done away with them, brought out a Snickers.
I'm the same. I'd be 10 a day, actually. I don't want to show off. Cash machine total again, €31,086. And 62 cent. We're closing the line in 3 minutes. 3 minutes before we shut it down. You're going to need to know this if we call you in the next hour. €31,086 and 62 cent. You have 2.5 minutes to get your text in. I'm playing Daft Punk. I'm Maroon 5 next.
Now boarding.
Daft Punk one more time. This is CFM playing the music you love. And a very good afternoon to you. We're doing Snow Patrol. The Snow Patrol on the air this afternoon. That's right, it's a snow near you. We need to know it. 0874 100 102. Recorded in on voice note. Let's go live to Louth, the wee county. Almost a surefire hit when it comes to snow, given its proximity to the northern parts. Mark's over there. Good day, Mark.
It's happening, Ray. It's happening right now. It's happening. It's epic. It's absolutely epic.
Oh.
15. No, 16, 20 drops.
Yeah.
20 snowflakes have dropped over Dundalk right now.
Over Dundalk. Dundalk being bombarded this afternoon by inclement conditions. That was a couple of minutes ago he sent that in, actually. Let's give him a ring. Hang on. Where's he? Mark's over there. I put him on two. It's ringing. Mark, answer the phone. Answer the phone, don't let me hang on. He's our loud
Hello?
Weather. Hello, Mark.
How's it going?
Loud weather.
Absolutely.
Forget this Carlo weather, Joker. You've got loud weather for us, and it's cold. It's like a blizzard up there. It's like Brezzy and all the rest of his gang have arrived, and they're bombarding you with cold conditions.
Yeah, and then it went. But then it went.
Oh, that's it, is it? That's
it?
Yeah, yeah. Ah, sure, Jesus.
Yeah, there's a couple of kids trying to salvage it, but that's about it. That's all that's happening so far. Could be a bit more coming, hopefully.
Fingers crossed. What's the forecast for Louth? Sure, we're down in Dublin. We're just down the road, and there's nothing. In fact, it's so bright, you could probably get a sunburn.
That's what I was in a product photography shoot. Oh. And I had to run home because I was just like, the clothes on the line. I can see this coming in. So it was a bit of a rain.
That's it. You don't want to get stuck with the clothes on the line.
No, well, you know, I was away for the weekend with the missus for my birthday. And, you know, that would be all null and void if I let the clothes get wet.
Absolutely, yeah. We called the whole thing off. Where were you for the weekend?
Castlelezzie.
Beautiful. Very nice. Was it a big birthday?
No, 37. Not much.
Yeah, just a regular birthday, you know, to look after yourself. What's your other half's name?
Sarah.
Sarah, lots of love to Sarah. Hang on a second. Mark, I'm going to do the Elsa bits.
Elsa?
And you do the Anna bits, okay? Do you want to build a snowman?
Come on, let's go and play.
Mark, you still with us?
Yeah, I've never seen the film, so I have no idea what the part was.
Just tell me to go away. I'll say now, and you say go away, Ray. Okay, right? Ready?
Okay.
Do you want to build a snowman?
Now.
Go away, Ray.
Be a snowman.
Now, sorry, now. Okay, bye. That's it. That's the lowest part of our day, Mark. Well done. It doesn't. It's all uphill from here, my friend.
Oh, hold on. We've got more. A lot more. Actually.
Oh, we've got more snowflakes.
No, full.
Is it settling though? Is it lying, Mark?
A little bit. There's a few of them kind of getting tired there. Yeah.
There's hope yet. Listen, once you've got enough for a ball, let me know, okay?
Yeah, will do.
Cheers, buddy. Thanks for taking the call. Much love.
Cheers, and Ray.
Yeah.
Love the show.
Hey, cheers, man. Oh, yes. My favourite song at the moment. Miley Cyrus and Flowers on Today FM. Coldplay. Him for the weekend, sorry. Him for the weekend.
Intense.
Coldplay.
The movie.
One man. And a piano. And the rest of the band. Coldplay. Actually, the perfect song to play on a day such as today as we're waiting for snow to fall. Coldplay. Yeah. If we play it, it might get colder. We might get a bit of snow. Stretching it now, it has to be said. See the story as well. The Eurovision tickets have all sold out. Like they, such was the demand for Eurovision tickets in Liverpool that they crashed the ticket website. But they eventually all cleared out in record. I don't know if I'd be arsed. Like, I'd watch a bit of it on the telly. I'd probably watch the final night of it on the telly.
Ah, yeah.
Or whatever night Ireland are in it, I'll give a watch of the Ireland one.
The semi-final.
That'd be in and out though. Even I don't even, because I could come in from the kitchen and go, have they been on? Oh, they've been at the house, all right, okay.
See, I've got a WhatsApp group with spreadsheets.
Wow, well, that's a whole other level.
Yeah.
You're operating on a whole different level, Eurovision-wise. So I'm looking at so there's loads of nights. There's like 9 live shows in total that they sold tickets for today. All gone. 6 rehearsals and 3 live shows. The semi-finals kick off on Monday the 8th, and the grand final will take place on Saturday the 13th. Why is it that we're in the semi-finals? Is that Brooke did well last year and now we're in the semis?
No, everyone gets into the semi-finals.
So what are all the other shows for then?
Well, there's the rehearsals, there's family shows.
Family shows?
Yeah, family shows, yeah, for the afternoon time. Oh. Then there's a jury show.
A jury? A
rehearsal, so it's just the juries there.
Wow, so many different shows.
Grand final, yeah.
I thought it was just the night, or the couple of nights, and then the final.
So much more than that.
Some of the prices were crazy as well. Prices were ranging from €34 for family rehearsals to go up to €428 for the grand final. That's the one you want to be at, though.
Yeah.
3,000 tickets. They were subsidised by the government. And they're all gone. They've been cleaned out. There's also a jellyfish. Where's this? The Blue and Yellow Submarine Parade. And there's going to be a... a huge glitter ball jellyfish as part of the Eurovision in Liverpool. Sure, it's only across the water. I might hop on, try and get tickets, they're all gone. I've become a huge glitter ball jellyfish guy.
Oh yeah, haven't heard from him in a while.
Yeah, give me one second. Let me call my jellyfish correspondent. It's online too, but sure, she's like, it's
ringing.
It's ringing. This is Laurie. It's still ringing.
Hello?
Hello, is that Laurie?
Yeah, hello, speaking.
Hello, Ray Foley calling from Today FM, the radio station in Ireland. How are you, sir?
Oh, good, yeah, really good. Yeah, nice and sunny here in Liverpool.
Oh, I was going to say, are you in Liverpool? Are you always based in Liverpool?
Yeah.
So it's a permanent position there. And you're working on an incredible spectacular for the Eurovision, is that right?
Yeah, big time. We're right in the middle of it right now. All systems go around here in the workshop.
So, to describe the jellyfish for, because I saw kind of mock-ups for it. This is a huge glitter ball jellyfish. How is it going to be used?
Yeah, it's a giant sparkly jellyfish. It's kind of on a bit of a mechanical hoist, so it's going to raise up sort of 5 meters in the air, and then it's going to have a load of roller skating dancers around it.
Right, it sounds like a standard Friday or Saturday night in my house, in fairness, but to each their own. Yeah, do what you can.
Yeah.
But because this is Ukraine's win, this is Ukraine's Eurovision, but unfortunately, obviously, they can't host it in Kyiv, so it'll be in Liverpool. So you're having a blue and yellow submarine parade with a nod to the Beatles.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, the yellow submarine is obviously a sort of a Liverpool icon.
Yeah.
But, this one's a yellow and blue submarine, symbolically sort of linking, Liverpool and Ukraine.
That's incredible. How many of you are working on the spectacular?
Ooh, there's a lot. Today there's, like, six or seven of us in, and then each day there's sort of more people coming in working on it. It's a very quick timeline, so it's all very fast paced. This
really, how long have you been working on it?
Well, the last couple of months, but yeah, there's been a lot of design and planning. So normally on a project this size, we'd have a lot longer of a lead in, but it was obviously quite last minute that Eurovision was sort of announced to be in the UK rather than obviously Ukraine.
Confirmed there. Of course, it's coming down to the wire as well. Better get your act together now. Come here, how did you get into the huge glitter ball jellyfish business?
We also run a nightclub music venue here called the Invisible Wind Factory.
Right.
So, we're surrounded by sort of club culture and mirables and that kind of thing, and we just sort of thought about mixing like an underwater aquatic scene, sort of inspired by the yellow submarine, mixing that with the sort of glitz and the glitz and the mirable kind of vibe.
Will you have it done in time?
We'll have to, but it's going to be we've got our work cut out for sure.
It's going to be down to the wire. Listen, thanks so much. I'm interrupted. I'm going to get you back to work. Back to your jellyfish. Laurie Crombie, thanks so much for joining us. And good luck with Eurovision in a couple of weeks, and in a number of weeks' time on the 8th of May. We're coming down to the wire. Listen, thanks so much for taking the call.
Appreciate it. Have a good day.
Much obliged. All the best. Bye-bye. That's my glittery jellyfish guy. Yeah, so listen, if you ever needs, if you ever need to hook you up with a glittery jellyfish, Larry's your guy, okay? Hey, I'm making that call on the cash machine in a couple of minutes. We've got Destiny's Child next as well. Again, I'm Mr. Jam. If you really love me, this is Today FM, the radio station. Play the music you love. Damien texted, hey, Damien here, just wondering, does anyone actually suck eggs? Well, Damien, I just looked it up for you, and apparently the expression is, you don't teach your grandmother how to suck eggs. So have you checked in with Granny recently, Damien, and ask her what the situation is, egg-wise and suck-wise? Drop her a text. Or pick up the phone and ask her. Do you know what? She probably hasn't heard from me in a while. Googling it, to teach one's grandmother to suck eggs, meaning and origin. It's funny because JP and I use the expression all the time. Not necessarily on the radio, but like when we're talking to each other, it's usually when JP's title in this business is producer, right? And believe it or not, this is going to come as a shock to many, but he doesn't actually do much producing. But on the occasion that he does, he might say to me during the show, he might say, are you going to play that song? Because that'll mean you're going to be late. or you might want to do this thing next because otherwise you're going to run out of it. Or, you know, little producery sort of nuggets. Yeah. Like, or do you want to put that thing on that fader so you can do, like, just little businessy bits that are involved in making a radio show. Now, again, I stress, he very, very rarely does this. But on the occasion that he actually steps up and attempts to produce, I stop everything and say, what, are you going to teach me how to suck eggs next? Because, because he's teaching me how to do my job, which is what I do all the rest of the time that he's not producing. To teach one's grandmother to suck eggs, the phrase, to teach one's grandmother to suck eggs means to presume to advise a more experienced person. Raw eggs, with or without a little seasoning. So they're raw, are they? Oh my God. They used to be a popular food and were regarded as healthy. Raw eggs? Are you joking me? What?
How would you suck a raw egg? It's liquid.
You just put it in and leave it there. Slurp. Grandmothers obviously needed no instruction about how to drink them. That, of course, well, very few people would need it. You'd have to teach my grandmama to suck eggs. Jonathan Swift, yes, the Irish satirist, poet, and Anglican cleric Jonathan Swift used the phrase in a complete collection of genteel and ingenious conversation, published in 1738, but written in the first decade of the 18th century. Miss Notable says, you mend it, go teach your grandnan to suck eggs.
Ray Foley.
If you are a grandmother and you fancy an egg this afternoon, crack a couple open. Hey, let your lugs back. We'll play Franz Ferdinand next.
Better days are coming for you.
That's called Red Flags from Mimi Webb. This is Today FM.
Today FM's Big Busk for Focus Ireland.
We'll sing your song together.
We play the music you love this Friday. It's all happening. The Big Busk for Focus Ireland. On Today FM, I'm doing the big blow on the Big Busk for Focus Ireland on Today FM. Oh, go on then. I'll give you a toot. I know Orla's looking at me expectantly. I'm like, I don't have to do this every time, you know. I'm not a blowing, performing monkey.
Just for me, though. Gorgeous.
I'm always slightly woozy post-blow. It's true. I'm always kind of slightly faint. Low in oxygen. That's my lung capacity. That's I'm not a smoker and I've never touched a fag in my life. I'm very low. I always almost instantly get very woozy. Oh, my. Yeah, the Big Busk for Focus Ireland. This Friday, it's all happening. We're going to have 100 busking events taking place all around the country. Schools to pubs to GA clubs to offices and Irish Rail train stations. Up and down the land. Ireland's going to be hopping with the sound of music. And we'll have our Today FM reporters live on the ground as well. We need you to donate what you can. Go to thebigbusk.focusireland.ie. Hang on a second now. thebigbusk.focusireland.ie to donate online. So this is different to the website we've been giving out. It's todayfm.com/busk as well. I imagine if you go there, it'll link you through to the Focus Ireland link. And it's on Revolut as well. I was looking at this on Instagram earlier. Same as last year. If you go to the hub, I've worked this out now myself, and I was doing it today before the show. Get out the Revolut app. You can do it now, by the way. You can donate now, or you can do it during the festivities on Friday for the Big Busk. Go to Revolut and over on the bottom right hand side, it's the hub. Hang on a second, I need to put on my pin code. Right, here we go. So down at the bottom, so there's a Revolut home and then transfer and then hub. Down at the very bottom, click on hub. So this isn't like, it's not flashing up right away there. So I need to guide you through. So go to hub first, bottom right hand corner.
Yeah.
Then go to the love heart. Scroll down till you see in lifestyle in yellow.
Oh yeah,
donations. It's got rewards, yeah. Stays and a little love heart there for donations. Click on donations and there, it's right there, Focus Ireland. It's not even Today FM, they've cut out the middleman. Straight away for Focus Ireland, you can find the Big Busk for Focus Ireland right there. Well, mine's popping up because I gave it to it last year.
Same.
So we'll be getting the same thing then for the Big Busk this year. So if you give anything at all, it's going to pop up straight away. And you'll find, there it is. Second, as you swipe over, the Big Busk is right there in yellow. The Big Busk for Focus Ireland from Today FM. And it's got the Focus Ireland logo. It all goes 100% going to Focus Ireland this year for the Big Busk. So you see what I said? Do you remember what I told you to do now? Bottom right-hand corner hub, down to the yellow section to donations. swipe over to Big Buskin Yellow. I'm going to write there. Give what you can. Anything you can afford. Dig as deep as you can. We know it's not easy, but if you can, anything you can give, up on the Revolut there, please. And thank you. This is Today FM. Kongs and This Girl.
Cold and dry in most parts. Weather warnings back in effect tonight for 14 counties. Top temperatures of 3 to 6 degrees. Nuacht Air Today FM. Tomarash Arish. Erin Last Word. Eglahara Tereish.
Ask Gaeilge, what are the 14 counties?
The 14 counties we're talking about. Yeah. Well, Tá Moyó, Tá Gáilef, Tá Roscommon, Tá Dúnanel, Sinna Cathair, Tá Corcaigh, Tá Cirí, Sinna Sé. Tá, let's see, Tá Sligac, Sinna Seacht, Sligac, Tomad Láhar, Tomad Lá an Balach, Gushin, Ivar Hucht would probably be O'Valley. Right. I don't have the map in front of me, so. I'm a dub, Ray, I'm a dub, please.
Put on the spot, he did very well.
I think I got 8.
8 out of 14 is very impressive.
So we're doing mostly Western counties then, is it?
Western counties, Northern counties, and Cork and Kerry as well.
Jesus, all over the place, except my back garden. I mean, specifically, each side, the neighbours on that side and the neighbours on that side will get snow, but I still won't get it. My kids are still going
to
school.
Sunday.
Ridiculous. Sam Smith, I'm not here to make friends. You're on Today FM. Playing the music you love. A very good day. Good afternoon. Ray Foley's my name. Enjoying the heck out of life. Orla Ormond's over there.
Hello.
Less so. But sure, you deal with the hand you're dealt.
I'm struggling on.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
you're soldiering
on. A brave
on.
Face.
And this is Eamon Ryan. Orla, you spotted this story earlier on. This is the Transport Minister Eamon Ryan answering questions in the Dáil about the potential for free public transport for everyone. So free buses, free trains.
I thought he'd be all for it.
Because he wants more people using public transport. As a Green, as the leader of the Green Party, you would think that he'd want us all on the buses.
Absolutely.
Out of the cars, into the buses. However, this is the Irish Examiner writing, Eamon Ryan, free public transport would increase the level of unnecessary trips. Any increase in passenger numbers if public transport was made free, quote, would largely be achieved by reductions in active travel and an increased level of unnecessary trips, according to the Minister for Transport. He was responding to a parliamentary question from Breed Smith. He said that an additional €540 million in Exchequer funding would be required at a minimum. So it would be expensive if everyone started getting free public transport, and that free fares would not substantially boost the sustainability of the transport system. Also, people will be taking unnecessary journeys. I don't see that happening, though. It's not like I'll all of a sudden wake up on a Saturday morning, I've got the day off, or Paddy's Day, bank holiday, right? next random day off we've got. Wake up in the morning and go, will we go to Navan? No one's going to do that. Everyone's going to stay at home and do what they usually do. Unless they need to get to work, in which case they would take the bus or the train. But that wouldn't be necessarily an unnecessary journey. That'd be an entirely necessary journey.
I would say so, yeah.
I'd say, let's do it. Let's get everyone on a bus. Let's get everyone on a train. I love being on the dart and listening to teenagers, listening to their phones on YouTube at full volume. I had a woman sitting next to me on the Lewis a few days ago. And she got a voice note, and she listened to the voice note on full volume.
Oh, wow.
And then she recorded a new one in reply at full volume. This is like no headsets, no attempt to keep it on like the lowest volume and hold it to your ear. Nah.
But if you hold the phone up to your face like you're speaking on it.
She had it on speaker.
It plays it into your ear.
I know this.
Sorry, it's a sore spot for me.
Unbelievable. It's as if all the rest of us on the Lewis just weren't there. Anyway, I'm still all for it. I think we should all be making more unnecessary journeys, not less of them. Hey, Teresa, what do you think of this whole unnecessary journey business?
Don't make unnecessary journeys.
She's fundamentally opposed to the notion.
Don't make unnecessary journeys. Don't take risks on treacherous roads. And don't swim in the sea.
Don't do it. By the way, anyone listening in Navan, I'm sure it's a lovely town. I'm just not going to randomly go there, okay?
Don't make unnecessary journeys.
And for me, a trip to Navan would be just that. However, if you live in Navan, it's a whole different kettle of fish. Foo Fighters, this is called Times Like These. You're on Today FM. and Sweet Melody. This is Today FM, where we play the music you love and a sweeter melody you'll not find. I tell you what, here's some music to your ears. We're done. The last word is on the way next. But there's so much we didn't get to do on the show today, I swear to God. We didn't get to do JP's PJs. We're ahead of his return to the little broadcast tomorrow. JP shares with us some of his favourite bedroom wear. We didn't get to do JP's PJs on DJs. We're ahead of his return to the little show tomorrow. JP shares with us some of his favourite bedroom wear, as modelled by some of the top presenting talent here on Today FM, including, but not limited to, Dave from Dermot and Dave, and that guy who does the films on The Last Word. More DJs TBC. And we didn't get to do JP's PJs on BJs, where ahead of his return to the little show tomorrow, JP shares with us some of his favourite bedroom wear, as modelled by friends of JP, whose initials are B and J. Brian Jones, Benny Jackson and Bart Jemison were all standing by. Sorry to the BJs. Fingers crossed we'll get to do that tomorrow on the show. Ian Guider's on the way next. Have yourself a lovely Tuesday evening. We'll talk to you tomorrow from 2.